What a morning we've had together. We are so blessed. Really blessed. I'm thinking when my current phone deal's up, I might go for that provider just for a little additional blessing. I'm not sure O2 would go for that as an extra. And I want to get one of those Malibu storks as well. Our Hoover's lacking in a bit of suction. I'm thinking that would be great. I was a bit concerned that it was as tall as a person? Yeah, I'm not sure how that would quite go down in our flat. But anyway, wonderful. And who needs people carriers? That motorbike with how many people on? It's amazing, isn't it? Well, bless the Lord. What a morning. I really want to give my life to the Lord. I want to offer my life again. So blessed. Remarkable that He's at work in all of our lives with such care and love, redeeming grace. I was thinking when we heard that reading earlier on, do you remember about the glory of God? I was really challenged and blessed by that, to think that somehow we, the people that we are, just ordinary little people, can be invested. The New Testament tells us that we can be invested with the glory of God. That is truly remarkable. Truly remarkable. There's a sense in which He's not going to share His glory with another, absolutely, and yet the Bible says that He wants to fill us all with the Holy Spirit. And the Bible also says quite clearly that He wants to make us one with Him. And that we should behold His glory. We should be filled. And I was just thinking, we've been planning a little bit for the girl's birthday, and it's a bit of a rainbow theme, so that was just on my mind. And then when we heard that thought of the spectrum of colour that comes as white light is, what's the word? I'm getting a bit out of depth here. Refracted, just whatever, yeah. You know what I mean. I remember doing it at school a long time ago. But then I thought again, you know where I'm going here, don't you? 571, I think it is, in the Red Book. Name that tune, Dave. Watch. He's got it. You know it, don't you? You've got to admire the skill when it's there, haven't you? We're all gifted in different ways. Oh, love that will not let me go. And it there's a verse, I think it's the third verse there. It says, oh, joy that seeks me through pain. I can't close my heart to you. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not vain. That morning, that morn shall tearless be. You know, the Lord is at work in our lives, and there's tears in this life, and He treasures them up in His bottle. Must be a big bottle. Yeah. But you know, it's a wonderful privilege to see the glory of God and that wonderful rainbow colour of His manifold wisdom and His incredible love and redeeming grace at work in our lives, isn't it? And there's something so precious that actually the rainbow comes. We see it as the light shines and there's the rain there. And that's when the rainbow comes and it speaks of His promise and His grace and His wonderful redeeming power. In the midst of the storm, in the midst of the heartache and brokenheartedness, He's at work. He's touching our lives. and doing something, not just wonderful, but listen, it declares the glory of God. Do you realize that we, the people of God, can make known His glory? We sing it, don't we? Worthy, oh worthy are you, Lord. Is that the one? I think it is. Worthy to be thanked and praised and adored. Worthy, oh worthy are you, Lord. And then it says, we make your glory known. It's so wonderful. You know, something of the glory of God has been declared and manifest here this morning. And it says in Ephesians that actually by the church, and this is an amazing mystery, you think, how is this? Well, it's the unsearchable riches of His grace. It says there that by the church, the manifold wisdom, that is the kaleidoscopic, I think there's rainbow colours in this. Just the resplendent glory of the multifaceted, multicoloured wisdom of God. It says it's declared by the church, through the church, to principalities and powers and things that we can't see, things that we don't even understand. But I tell you what is going on here this morning by His grace is something so wonderful and powerful. Hallelujah. To think that our lives can be caught up from utter brokenness and lostness. We have to hold our hands up, don't we? But for God's grace, we were all utterly lost, groping around in the darkness, not knowing where to go or what to do. However it looked on the outside, that is our testimony, actually, isn't it? You know, the depths of our lostness can only be really best seen in the light of the cross. That's how far He went to have us back. Oh, the glory of His redeeming love. Bless the Lord. And we've had a taste here this morning. It's been a full meeting, hasn't it? I loved hearing about what you're up to in Uganda. What a blessing. Bless you and your dear wife and five children. All the best with that. Oh, praise God. Isn't He wonderful? And you know, part of this amazing wisdom of God is that He takes it up, each and every one of us. That's His great heart. All inclusive. And we need to get our eyes off ourselves and trying to kind of conform to our idea of how we think we should be, or how we perhaps aren't like this other person, or we're not doing this or that or the other. Not that at all. You are called as part of the body of Christ if you're a Christian. And if you're not a Christian, He's wanted to call you right in to become a part. And through the uniqueness of all His people, internationally, we were reminded of that. Wonderful. From every kindred, tribe and nation. Hallelujah. From every strata of society. Rich, poor, educated, uneducated, male, female, child, teenager, middle-ager, old-ager. I always think we're all young in the light of eternity, aren't we? Bless the Lord. Slave, free. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to His name. He is after the lot of us. And you know what Isaiah tells us? That the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in His hand. And part of the pleasure of the Lord is to win people. Oh, glory to God. I'm not sure I'm going to do very well with my notes this morning. I've been so challenged. So challenged. I want us to respond to Him. And give our lives to Him and let Him take us up. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. How shall we do this? Let's just pray and I'll read some scriptures and we'll see how we do. Father, thank you. Thank you for your amazing love. Thank you for your glory, Lord. Your glory is so wonderful. So beautiful. And we're in awe, Lord, that we get to be in your presence and behold your glory. One day we'll see you face to face. And now, even though we see you as if it were in a mirror, darkly, Lord, we bless you that your face shines in our hearts, Lord. We love to be in your presence. We pray, Lord, as we just continue in these moments, Lord, that you would speak. You would compel our hearts to love you more, to give ourselves. Oh, Father, thank you. Amen. Amen. Well, should we read the passage we read last time in Colossians? I think we'll read it and then I'll perhaps just put a little context for this morning. Is that okay? I'm thinking a little on my feet here. Just pray for me. Chapter 3. And last time we read from verse 17. Let's read from verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. Do not be bitter towards them. Don't be harsh. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke or exasperate your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality. Masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Bless the Lord. I've found as I've just been in this book for some time now that it's the word of the Lord is so rich. Great hearing about 4 years of study for these dear folks in Uganda. And that's just a starter, isn't it? That's just whetting the appetite. Now, we're all different. Won't necessarily have to all go to 4 years of study, but we are all exhorted to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. I wrote down, I think I mentioned this a few sessions ago. Here we go. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. This is in quantity and degree. It means abundantly, applying it and using it in all its teaching, but also using it constantly and at all times in all circumstances. We're to hear it. We're to handle it. We're to hide it in our hearts. We're to hold it fast. We're to read it, study it, meditate on it. live it. Believe the promises, obey the commandments, apply the truths. So did you get a flavour? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. It's to be our very nourishment, our daily bread. Transforming our whole outlook. The way we think, the way we respond, the way we speak, the way we walk, the way we do whatever we do. And we've just read that. Whatever you do, in word or deed. And I love this. It's so radical that this life is not just about meetings or doing religious activities. But this life of God penetrates our lives. And together as the body of Christ on earth, it's influencing every aspect of our lives. Every aspect of society. I was so pleased to hear you say, and the street sweeper, and the doctor, and the teacher, and if we've got some kind of false notion that certain things are better than others, in the perspective of God for His people, well, we need to be renewed in our thinking. It says here clearly, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So our friends who end up teaching or in the medical profession, may the Lord bless them. And may they let the word of Christ dwell in them richly. And our friend who sweeps the street, may the Lord bless him. And may the word of Christ dwell in him richly. And may he do that to the glory of God just as much as I in the week do a bit of teaching. May I do that to the glory of God. Do you remember last time? I'm not going to go back there again, but I talked about my dishwasher. Same. What? We can't get away from it. Whatever actually means whatever, doesn't it? And just in case we're wriggling a bit, in verse 23 it says, and again, and whatever you do, do it heartily. That means do it with all your heart, wholeheartedly. So whatever you do, and we have to be honest here, don't we? I'm not sure that whatever I do all the time, I do it with all my heart. I'll be honest, sometimes I'm a bit half-hearted. If I don't want to do something, we need to allow the Lord to challenge us on these things. I can't get away from it. It says here, whatever, in verse 23, whatever you do, in verse 17, and whatever you do. So in verse 17, we're exhorted in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we looked last time about a little bit about what that meant. That is such a privilege to think we're bearers of the name of Jesus, whatever we do. And in verse 23, whatever you do, do it with all your heart. Work at it wholeheartedly. And this is the secret. This is the secret. It adds to the Lord and not to men. And sometimes we'll need, as the Lord challenges on this, on particular aspects of our life, sometimes we will need to stop and deliberately think, okay, am I doing this as to the Lord? Because that should transform our whole motivation and attitude. As to the Lord, and not to men. It's remarkable, all these practical instructions and exhortations here. I said this last time, we'll just go through again quickly, and then I think the context I want to look at this, and I hope we just have time to respond to him, is the pleasure of the Lord. Do you know, part of this making his glory known is people who are living their lives with the primary motivation to be a blessing to the Lord. To please the Lord. Isn't that amazing? That he could do something so amazing in our lives that we could actually be a pleasure to the Lord. So look in verse 18, it says, wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. Don't be bitter towards them. Children, obey your parents in all things. For, and this is the phrase, this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, don't provoke your children lest they become discouraged. It says about bondservants, don't do what you do as men pleasers. There's the theme again. Can you see that? But in sincerity of heart, and here's another, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, there it is again, and not to men. And you can go through, and it's really important to see all of these aspects as being about the pleasure of the Lord. As to the Lord, what's fitting for the Lord. Do you see that? He's lifting their heads. Now, the problem in Colossians, amongst many other issues, was they were all tied up. Some were going right off this end into just living as they saw fit. License, we could call it. Just living as they saw fit. Others were getting very legalistic at the other end of the spectrum and seeking desperately, and some of this is often just to do with our personality, certain types of people, they were just desperate to please men. Doing all of this stuff to try and commend themselves to the people in power who were telling them what they ought to do and what they ought not to do. And Paul here brings us back. He's declared so clearly the incomparable beauty and majesty of Christ, His glory. And he says, all that we do, whatever it is that we do, we're to do it as to the Lord. I just want to pick up on that phrase in verse 20. For this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Now, you might not think this particularly applies to you, but all of these things apply to all of us. Do you agree? Listen, the Bible makes it very clear that the church, God's people, in Ephesians chapter 5, it says very clearly, it's as if the church is like the wife, and Christ the husband. So whether you're married or not, this principle applies. So how we are as the people of God in this regard, it says here, submit. Well, are we willing to submit to Christ? Are we? Or are we, hang on a minute, I want a bit more freedom. Actually, the Lord is so, so wonderful the way He deals with us. You know, my response this morning, I wanted to just fall on my knees. Just say, Lord, what is it that You want? I just want to bless You. Sweet Jesus. Do you know what? As we are as the church in this regard, declare something of the glory of God. And it's not just about all down here what we can see. It's declaring something so precious, so beautiful. Do you know what? The Bible speaks of these things in terms of fragrance. In terms of incense, rising unseen into the very nostrils of God, if I can put it like that. And He's pleased. Glory to His name. Okay, so children, be obedient. I tell you what, again, all the best over there. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful joy. We're His children. So in some senses I can say I fit into the bride of Christ. Again there, I'm a son. I'm His child. Again here, I'm His servant. You go through all of these. We need to apply them in our real life, but can I just make that point that they're all applicable to all of us in how we relate to the Lord and how we live our lives here on the earth. And listen, something as we live our lives in this way, pleasing to the Lord, there's fragrance that rises and blesses the Father's heart. Perfume, if you will. I had a flashback. Tim and Gemma, you probably don't remember this, but you will remember the day, but you might not remember the content of what was said. It was your wedding day. And I had a sudden flashback to, how long ago was that? I've put you on the spot there. It's all right. Make notes. Remember your anniversary. But I think at your wedding, and I checked it out, I actually talked about the fragrance of the love of Christ. It's all right if you don't remember. The fragrance of the love of Christ. The fragrance of submitted love, which in this context, the role of the wife as she submits to her husband in love. And the fragrance of sacrificial love, which is the role of the husband. The picture in Ephesians 5 is Christ and the church. And this wonderful three-note fragrance. I don't know if you know anything about perfume, but apparently there's high notes and middle notes and bass notes. Yeah? There you go. He might know the numbers of songs. Three notes, and apparently it's all to do with the way the fragrance is released after the time of application. So the high notes, straight away when you put it on, and that's how they get you, by the way, just in case. If you go into these shops and they just get a bit on, it hits you with some citrus and some pizzazz, and it makes you want to buy it. But then a bit later, the middle notes start coming through, and it combines with the lingering of the high notes, and then you got bass notes, and you don't want to know, do you? I'm going to stop. I didn't go into such detail on your wedding day, but listen, in all seriousness, the Bible speaks of the people of God being so filled with the glory of Christ that, if you like, the very perfume of the life of Christ, high head notes, heart notes, bass notes, the full, wonderful three-noted chord of the fragrance of Christ should be emanating from our lives. Isn't that such a wonderful thing? When you're doing the dishwasher? No, seriously. I'm absolutely serious. When we're in the nitty-gritty of the mundane of life, do you know what? Your life should be emanating the fragrance of Christ before all the principalities and powers. It's not just about coming here and acting all right and proper and holy. Do you realise your life, it says in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, isn't it? It actually says that. Very plainly. Linked in with the triumph of Christ. I love it. And all the incense rising up, the fragrance of Christ. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to this. Walk in love. As Christ also has loved us and given himself for us an offering. A sacrifice to God. For a sweet smelling aroma. Christ gave himself for us a sacrifice to God. If ever there was submission. Oh, bless the Lord. And as he did that, you know, it says, I have spent years trying to get my head around and I can't do it. But my heart rejoices. You know, in Isaiah 53, I don't even know how to handle this verse, but it's such a precious verse. It pleased. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. Do you know why? It's for the glory of the Lord. It's for the glory of the Lord. It's to resolve the tension of a holy God who cannot abide sin, but who also loves sinners with such a fury. And the only way to resolve the awful tension was to take his most precious son, the son of his love, the joy of his heart, the apple of his eye, the delight, the joy of heaven, and to crush him. And at that place there was worship, there was such submission, there was the odour, there was the fragrance, and the salvation, potentially, of the whole of the human race. Glory to his name. And then it goes on to say, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. That was a prophecy of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, how do we deal with these things? There's been a fragrance arising just this morning. The Lord bless you, my friend. The Lord bless Dario. The Lord bless each and every one of us. Honor May was very honest, as she usually is, weren't you? I love it. It's right in the nitty gritty of life. It's right in the pain and the difficulty for all of us. And that's where the Lord meets us. He's the suffering servant. And he gets right into our lives where we are. And redeems us back. And the odour, the fragrance of his redeeming love rises to the Father's heart. Hallelujah. I want to be so involved. Do you? We're talking about being engaged in the summer. I want to be so engaged with all my heart. Sometimes I feel it was really, again, so challenging, sister. I tell you what, you pack a punch. She said we were asleep and she encouraged Dario there, you woke us up and challenged us to live out our faith. Well, whatever is not of faith is sin. And you know what? Without faith, what does it say? It's impossible to please him. Do you know what? Listen, let me read. Sorry, I'm going to finish very soon. I'm going to have to come back again to this passage, I think. Let's go to, I'm not very good at, I need to come on your course, systematic theology. Let's just go to Psalm 147. I always think of Chris Knight when I read these verses. I love you, brother. You'll know when I start. It's in verse 10. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of man. Do you remember sharing about that? You did. It was years ago. I've never forgotten it. It's left an amazing impression in my mind. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. That doesn't mean he doesn't delight in horses. He does. He does. He delights in all that he's made. You know, the whole of creation speaks forth the glory of God. Isn't that wonderful to ponder? But he's making a point here, the psalmist, so he's saying it's a deliberate contrast. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord, and listen to this, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him. In those who hope in his loving kindness. In those who hope in his mercy. The point there is that we're likely as people to put our hope and trust in the might of human authority or the wisdom of man or the strength of man or the strength of man on a horse. That sort of warfare related imagery. And the Lord is saying very clearly there, he takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy, those who hope in his love. Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. What he has done in Jesus Christ has made it possible for all of us, from any background, whatever mess we've been in or are currently in, to come to the Lord and hope in his mercy. And the Lord is pleased. He delights in it. He rejoices. How wonderful. Are you hoping in His mercy this morning? Are you trusting in His love? Are you fearing Him with reverent awe? Amazed that though the storm rages and though His power is so mighty, we're hid with Christ. We're hid in the cleft of the rock. From that place of refuge and safety, we can see it all raging. And yet know that we've been redeemed and saved. And then in Him, go out. Oh, bless the Lord, and see others come to put their hope in His mercy. Do you want to be well pleasing to the Lord? I tell you what, it's not about looking at yourself and thinking how you can brush yourself up. You know what's well pleasing to the Lord? We've just read it. Eyes off yourself. 100% hope in His mercy. 100% trust in Him. Hallelujah. Can we just sing to close? I will offer up my life in spirit and truth. Just last night as I was praying, that song just flooded into my heart and mind. I thought, it speaks of brokenheartedness. It speaks of a pouring out of the oil of love and worship. I want to do that to you. Just in the light of how He's blessed us today. Never mind the countless other blessings. We have an opportunity. We've just got a few minutes before we close. We're going to sing this song together. I will offer up my life. And if you want to, I'm not talking about thinking back over how many times you've done it before or any of that kind of analysis. I'm talking about right now, today, in this moment. If you want to give your life to Him fresh in the light of who He is, to fill us to overflowing with His wonderful Holy Spirit to pour through us in new ways in the nitty gritty of our daily life. If you want to, I want to with all my heart. If you want to, well, you can just stand up, say, Lord, here I am. And when we sing, when you say, I will offer up my life, you sing it from your heart, my friend, and He hears. He's here. And as we offer, somehow mysteriously and wonderfully, that fragrance just rises to the glory of Jesus and no one else. The glory of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shall we do that? Don't feel coerced. Again, I've said that before. You mustn't. But I'm exhorting you. I'm encouraging you. What a privilege is ours to give our lives. To see things all differently. See the rainbows. The hand of His wonderful redeeming grace. Praise God. So let's sing, shall we? I will offer up my life in spirit and truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you.